Good evening. It's 8 o'clock. The top headlines tonight. In a global first, Covaxin is approved for two-year-olds by a government panel. So Covaxin approved for emergency use in India for children. However, it has to still get final approval from the Drug Control of India, though their government expert panel has cleared it. So that's the big headline tonight. Vaccinations are near a billion as cases are now at a new low. Flights back at 100 capacity from Monday. Huge crowds, however, at Puja Pandals in Kolkata spark concern. Look at these crowds there. The Burj Khalifa Pandal in Kolkata draws record crowds. The International Monetary Fund keeps the India growth forecast unchanged at 9.5%. The US growth forecast is cut. China's growth rate also cut slightly. The Prime Minister at the National Human Rights Commission says that there is a selective outrage over human rights when seen through a political prism. Meanwhile, the NHRC chairman, ex-Justice Mishra, praises Amit Shah for ushering in a new era in Jammu and Kashmir. Five soldiers dead in Punjab villages where a majority of these soldiers are from, families mourn. Farmers' sons who laid down their lives for India. In Uttar Pradesh, last rites for farmers and a journalist killed last week. Priyanka Gandhi, Jayant Singh attend the last rites. Meanwhile, farmer leader Rakesh Tikayat says the UP government has done its part by arresting the minister's son. Well, Virat Kohli's last match last night as captain of Royal Challengers Bangalore. Virat says, I've given my 120% to RCB. And meet the new Superman, John Kent. Well, 21st century Superman, he's bisexual.